Welcome to Verified Rx, your prescription for success, brought to you by the Vizient Center for Pharmacy Practice Excellence.
A big part of total national drug spend is the continuing growth of the specialty drug market. Health systems depend on specialty pharmacy to make up margin losses from other areas. Dr. Vinay Eapen, Senior Manager of Specialty Pharmacy at University of Texas Medical Branch, joins us to share a bold approach to starting specialty pharmacy services at an academic medical center. I'm Gretchen Brummel, Pharmacy Executive Director in the Vizient Center for Pharmacy Practice Excellence and your program host. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Gretchen.
Tell me about UTMB and your role there.
My name is Vinay Eapen. I am the Specialty Pharmacy Manager here at the University of Texas Medical Branch. I have been in my role for a little over 3 years now. I have oversight of the specialty pharmacy operations, the P&L statement, the inventory management, accreditation, as well as any kind of regulatory compliance with our specialty program here at the University of Texas Medical Branch.
Thank you for that background. What's the history of the specialty drug market?
That we'll have to go back to the 1980s. There was an incentive for a lot of pharmaceutical companies to get into the specialty market because of incentives with orphan drugs and rare disease states. And from there, we go to the 2000s where we have newer drugs like Gleevec and Herceptin, which came out. A lot of benefits, newer medications, more precision medicine. And then we go to the days of Sovaldi, where Hep C breakthroughs, where we're curing disease states. And now we have biologics. I actually just recently came back from a conference, and this is the statistic that was out there. 80% of new drugs that were approved by the FDA last year were in the specialty drug market. This is a fast and growing space within pharmacy.
It is a growing space, and our members are very interested in learning more. There isn't a universal definition, but how do you personally categorize specialty drugs?
Payers will have their own definition, health systems, specialty pharmacies. Patients have different definitions of specialty drugs. But for the most part, they all fit the same characteristics. Specialty drugs are typically expensive. Payers typically are hyper-focused on this. They treat complex disease states like oncology, autoinflammatory disease states like rheumatology, GI, Crohn's, oncology, hepatitis C. They're typically temperature sensitive. A lot of these medications are biologics. They have to be refrigerated, special handling with payers. Not every pharmacy, that's really a very distinguishing point. Not every pharmacy has access to these drugs. That's why they're only distributed by certain pharmacies. They're limited distribution and network. All these characteristics categorize a specialty drug.
Well, that level set is certainly helpful. Why did you decide to start a specialty program at UTMB?
I came to University of Texas Medical Branch, UTMB, 3 years ago with the aims of growing retail and specialty. I came in under a very strong visionary boss. His name is Zing King Asangani. His plan was to build out specialty here at UTMB. There's a lot of opportunity. UTMB has historically never had a specialty program. With some of the analysis we did, we saw early on there was a lot of opportunity, a lot of specialty drugs being prescribed at our institution, patients getting started on treatment longer than usual, a lot of prior authorization, a lot of our clinics inundated with prior authorizations, financial assistance, patients not getting started on therapy. So we definitely saw a need of starting a specialty program here at UTMB.
And tell me a little bit more about the process of building your program.
What we did 3 years ago was do a survey of our health system, taking a look at the opportunity, doing the gap analysis and saying, hey, where are these prescriptions being originated? How many specialty clinics do we have at our institution? How many prescriptions are there being dispensed in a given year? Who are the providers? Who are the clinics? What's our payer mix? All these things are very relevant to know if you have the building blocks for success in starting a specialty program. So we did a lot of that analysis early on to see what should be our action steps. See the opportunity. Let's set up meetings with our key opinion leaders across our enterprise and our providers and saying, your patients are not getting started on these therapies. They're not doing well because there's a lot of upfront work, which we don't have the capabilities or the infrastructure for now at UTMB, but we can build that. And early on, it was really getting leadership buy-in, IT buy-in, provider buy-in, and engagement to have a successful program.
So it sounds like that gap analysis was really instrumental in your justification. What benefits have you seen since implementing your program?
A lot. To start with, our providers have absolutely loved this. Our providers, meaning not just the doctors, but the clinic staff, the care team, the people involved with the management of a specialty patient. They have seen the benefits of that upfront work being taken off their staff and my team and our prior auth team, who does an excellent job of making sure patients understand the process of when a prescription is prescribed, the prior authorization of submitting information that's valuable to the payer to make sure they're approved. And then from there, the financial piece for the patient. Most patients can't afford medications have a certain cost threshold that are very expensive. So we try to take an honest effort of navigate those murky waters and making sure patients can afford medications, finding copay assistance relief for them so they can get started on therapy without breaking the bank. So from a patient perspective, great. Provider perspective, turnaround times have decreased. Our team's taking that on. A more integrated care approach has been beneficial, where patient, provider, and pharmacy are all aligned. And that's really the value proposition of the health system practice model.
So lots of benefits all around. Were there any issues you didn't anticipate?
Whenever you start something like this, every day you're learning something different, something you didn't plan for. You can do the best you can, but I don't think perfection exists. Early on, we were working through developing a workflow where we can coordinate care from when the prescription is prescribed to when that prescription is dispensed to the patient, and making sure we had a clear process to take care of the patient. A lot of issues, and payers don't make it very easy for us to dispense these medications, and there's always hurdles there. But for the most part, in this space, it's good to network, learn from other people's issues. So networking with other health systems that have specialty programs, talking to people in the space, subject matter experts, and learning and trying to figure out what works best for your institution was important early on.
Yeah, it's definitely helpful to learn from others. And I know you've been at this for a number of years now, but what are your future plans and where do you see specialty pharmacy going?
Right now, my plans are to help optimize the program here at UTMB. I don't think we've figured everything out, but we're getting there. We've hired new people on. We have a great staff. We have people who are engaged. It first starts with getting the right people on the bus. I'm excited about our future and getting accreditation. I think that's an important step of validating all the processes and the things you do in specialty pharmacy. And that's important for payers to see that as well. As far as me being a leader who empowers and motivates, my enjoyment is seeing my staff, my people, the people that in our department having success as well and preparing them. So those are future plans for now.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And what advice do you have for someone looking to start their own specialty pharmacy that they can learn from your experience?
I think it's good to do a survey or a gap analysis to see, is a specialty program suitable for your institution? You really need to sit down and do a deep dive into prescribing data into your institution and seeing what the payer mix is, what the prescribing data tells you, and then seeing if you have the infrastructure ready. You definitely need leadership buy-in. We've been lucky here at the University of Texas Medical Branch. We have leadership who has bought into what we have done early on, and they've seen the proof of concept. It takes doing a careful analysis, seeing if you have the resources, and if not having the resources, definitely asking for the resources to have a successful endeavor.
So what are some other reasons organizations may want to look at starting a specialty pharmacy?
Specialty pharmacy can definitely be lucrative. For a lot of organizations, we know hospitals are operating on narrow margins. Anytime you have a service line like specialty pharmacy that generates revenue and isn't looked upon as a cost center, it makes sense because with that margin, you're able to take care of patients better. You're able to provide the resources to better manage that patient and be outcomes driven.
Very insightful and helps raise the profile of pharmacy as well. Anything else you want our listeners to know?
This is a very rewarding space, specialty pharmacy. Very passionate about this because I see the benefits. I came from retail pharmacy where a third of my patients would never get started on therapy. In specialty pharmacy, in a health system, you have resources, you have people, you have help where you can develop a workflow that really benefits the patient from start to finish. You get a monthly refill call to make sure you're doing well. You build those relationships that you don't necessarily have elsewhere. So I'm really excited to see where specialty pharmacy is headed. I like the direction it's headed in, and definitely glad 3 years ago I took the deep dive in.
Well, congratulations on your great work. Vinay, thank you so much for joining us today to share your thoughts and insights. It's been wonderful chatting with you.
Awesome. Thank you, Gretchen, for having me.
And listeners, please join us for more Verified Rx podcasts. Subscribe today, like us, and send us your comments. We'd love to hear from you. Verified Rx is your prescription for success and is brought to you by the Vizient Center for Pharmacy Practice Excellence. I'm Gretchen Brummel. Thanks for listening.